Planned Parenthood officials admit under oath infants left to die in abortion. By Dr. Susan Berry on July 1, 2020. Unsealed video clips of the testimony of officials from Planned Parenthood and others in the abortion industry revealed disturbing details of infants surviving abortion and either being left to die or having their organs harvested. The Center for Medical Progress, CMP, released a second video Tuesday from unsealed deposition testimony of abortion industry officials. The depositions are in connection with Planned Parenthood Federation of America v. Center for Medical Progress in the U.S. District Court of the Northern District of California. Judge William Orrick III, an Obama appointee, who, in May, ruled in the case in favor of Planned Parenthood, barred much of this evidence and testimony from the jury. The new video contains testimony from Perrin Larton, the procurement manager of biomedical company Advanced Bioscience Resources Incorporated, ABR, which harvests the organs and fetal tissue in Planned Parenthood abortion facilities in California and then resells them to taxpayer-funded researchers in the United States. In the video, Larton testified about aborted babies. Sometimes, they fall out of the mother once every couple of months when a woman delivers an entirely intact fetus. Larton also testified that the fetus is still intact when she receives it in her lab and nothing is done to the fetus by the abortion clinic before handing it over to ABR. Asked if the intact fetuses that fall out of the woman have a heartbeat, Larton testified, "It would depend," adding, "I can see hearts that are not in an intact POC, product of conception, the term the abortion industry uses for fetus or baby, that are beating independently after they are removed from the fetus." The video also features the sworn testimony of Dr. Deborah Nucatola, who previously served as Planned Parenthood Federation of America's PPFA Senior Director of Medical Services. Nucatola appeared in the now familiar first undercover video at the CMP Baby Parts series as she ate a salad and drank wine while discussing how she performs abortions in order to harvest the highest quality unborn baby body parts. Asked if she ever had a patient deliver in the operating room a non-viable fetus, Nucatola, who is still an official in Planned Parenthood's organization, testified, "I'm sure I have." Nucatola defined a non-viable fetus as one that's not capable of survival. Asked how to determine the viability status of a fetus, Nucatola testified, "It depends on where you work." And added, "The availability of interventions is one criterion she would use to determine whether a fetus was capable of survival." The sworn testimony of John Dunn, CEO of Planned Parenthood of Orange and San Bernardino Counties, is also featured in the video. He testified he was aware of at least one situation at his Planned Parenthood facility in which a fetus had been born alive during an abortion. "I know they kept it warm and comfortable for the very brief period that it was alive," Dunn said. "I don't think there was even time to call 911. This is something that every obstetrician/gynecologist deals with on rare occasion," Dunn also testified. "It is their medical judgment what to do in that circumstance." Dunn's facility joined with Da Vinci Biosciences and DB Biologics, both biomedical procurement companies that, in 2017, reached a $7.8 million settlement with the Orange County District Attorney's Office following allegations they illegally profited from the sale of fetal tissue. The lawsuit against the companies followed a year of congressional investigation into allegations that Planned Parenthood sold aborted fetal tissue and organs to biomedical companies for profit. This settlement seized all profits from DB Biologics and Da Vinci Biosciences, which they acquired by viewing body parts as a commodity and illegally selling fetal tissues for valuable consideration, District Attorney Tony Rackhawk has said at the time. How long will public authorities permit Planned Parenthood and their associates to sell living children inside and outside the womb and then kill them through organ harvesting? Asked David Dalyden, CMP project lead, in a statement. The DOJ has vigorously prosecuted the sale of eagle body parts. Surely selling human body parts after cutting them out of an infant with a beating heart is at least as grave of a crime. In May, CMP released the first unsealed video testimony of Planned Parenthood officials who testified in depositions, including Nucatola and Dr. Mary Gatter, former Planned Parenthood Los Angeles medical director. Gatter became well known as CMP released its series on Planned Parenthood's fetal tissue harvesting practices, for her joke at the end of one of the videos that she would like a Lamborghini in exchange for the aborted baby body parts. Planned Parenthood's latest annual report for the year 2018-2019 revealed the organization performed a record high number of abortions while it also received record high taxpayer funding during that period. The group performed 345,672 abortions, an increase of nearly 13,000 more abortions and 4% over the 332,757 it performed during the year 2017-2018. In 2018-2019, Planned Parenthood was also on the receiving end of $616.8 million in American taxpayer funds, a 9.4% jump from the $563.8 million it received in the year 2017-2018. Government health services reimbursements and grants remains the largest source of income for Planned Parenthood at 37%, largely from the Medicaid program, followed by private contributions and bequests at 36%. In the year 2018-2019, Planned Parenthood's total revenue was more than $1.6 billion, and its net assets for the year was nearly $2 billion. On Friday, less than 2 years after Planned Parenthood hired its first medical doctor as president in 50 years to attempt to portray it as a healthcare organization, the group named Alexis McGill Johnson, a social and racial justice activist, as its permanent CEO. "There is no one better to lead us as we work to address the systemic racism that stands in the way of true reproductive freedom than a renowned social and racial justice leader, lifelong political organizer, and a tireless advocate for reproductive rights," Planned Parenthood tweeted. However, over the past several weeks, amid violent riots and calls to defund police by Marxist groups such as Black Lives Matter and Antifa, Black leaders have asserted it is Planned Parenthood, and not the police, that is the number one killer of the Black community.